ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Ninja Please Podcast. I'm your host, Starman. It's
Macchio Metal, the one and only Tanuki.
Lord Black, a.k.a. Black Wolf.
Ocean, a.k.a. Tony Munn Camera.
And you're listening to the Ninja Please Podcast. Thank you for listening. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Stay tuned for more.
Utility worker getting domed from somebody's goddamn.
I heard about the guy who ran into a FedEx truck because him and his girl were naked in the car. He was getting some roadhead and he just crashed right into a FedEx truck.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, dog, you gotta pay attention to the road. Like, trust me, that shit feel good. And the fact that you driving and that shit happening, bro, you ain't even worried about traffic. Don't let you hit the blunt before you drive, bro. Then it's just the greatest drive ever. However, you gotta pay attention to the road. You can't be doing that eyes rolling in the back of your head type shit, bro. You gotta be able to.
Yeah, you gotta be super focused.
Like, you got to be focused, and y'all got to have.
It's that good, nigga. Pull over.
Nah, y'all got. I mean, you can do that. Like, that'll be the safest way. Because if she ain't responding to safety taps, then I ain't gonna do nothing. Like, you got. Like,
you said safety taps.
No, I mean, that's what you got to do. Like, two taps means slow down. You know what I'm saying? Three taps means stop.
Yeah, hold up, chill out.
Like,
four
fast types means stop. Just like, you know what I'm saying? You got to pace that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you're gonna do it, you got to be safe.
Yeah, man, just pull over, bro. Get your roll head.
Nah, because
that's what y'all talking about right now.
It was a dude getting road head, and him and his girl were naked. He was getting road head, and he crashed into a parked FedEx truck.
Don't fuck with none of that shit, bro. Road head, fucking on the road. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't finna fuck on the road.
No, I mean, you can keep the spice in your relationship.
I have.
That's what you do. What I'm saying?
I have.
But eventually, you gotta pull the car over. But I mean,
like, what, you gonna give me some pussy right now?
All right, look, we gonna do it right now. I can't keep driving while we're gonna.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not driving.
Yeah, like,
that's what I was saying.
No.
Like, you can initiate it while driving, but eventually I'm gonna pull off the road. Like, that shit.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Roadhead, I've never done that, and I don't wanna do it for the simple fact that I'm trying to enjoy it. I don't wanna be focused on driving, and then she's giving me head, and then she's gonna think she's not doing a good job or whatever because I'm not into what she doing, but it's like, bitch, I gotta keep us alive right now. Like,
that's how I feel about, smoking and driving. That's why I don't prefer.
I mean, smoking and driving is different.
It's just like roadhead. Like, it's the euphoric, distracting feeling of being able to space out because that shit feel good is prominent in both activities.
I'm just saying
you got to either not drive because you're doing that shit. If you don't do that shit, don't drive. But if you don't do that shit and drive, you got to focus.
Driving itself, I just steer it.
Motherfucker, get it. Tesla.
When I'm smoking, like, I don't
get the Tesla and just,
I don't mind that shit.
Let it park.
Excuse me now.
But
that's rough.
Any kind of road sexual engagement, driving is gonna end up being a non-factor.
I'll take an old fashioned while I'm driving.
The fuck is an old fashioned? Fuck no.
He's gonna be an old fashioned. Huh? I can drive.
Fuck no, cause I ain't finna get that shit on my interior. I ain't finna get that shit on my steering wheel. Get that shit on my pants.
If she know what the fuck going on, then yeah, I'm with that.
Might as well get the road head, bro.
Hell no.
It feel better. Like, I ain't trying to get no hand job while I'm driving. Wait till we get home.
I'm not trying to do anything while I'm driving.
Eventually
but
leave
if
the
I
sex,
am
I'm
driving,
like, yeah,
you can go ahead and reach on there and give me the old back and forth. I mean, you know, right hand on that steering wheel, left hand on that pussy. Or however 2 Chainz said it. Might have been backwards. Left hand on steering wheel, right hand.
Yeah, damn all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Unless she driving, then it's
if you getting road hit while she driving, you a brave motherfucker.
That's even worse.
You a brave motherfucker.
No, I'm not talking about getting road hit. I'm talking
that's
about
teamwork. Ass.
I'm talking about that.
Hold on.
Right, like, bitch, I see it.
Switching up the fondling.
No, look, she started slowing down with her mouth. No, bitch, the car.
No, I'm talking about the car. Put your foot down.
Nah, I have once. Well, I ain't gonna say once because it was more than once. But I have had the road hit like while I was driving. And that shit is immaculate.
Sign with that.
But at the same time, I was just like, okay, I can't feel my damn leg. Like,
I gotta focus too much on too much shit.
Like, I was starting.
And if they're really getting positioned into their ass,
yeah, because you got it. Your brain is trying to focus on too much. Then you gonna stop focusing on one thing. Your brain is gonna put it in the background.
It keeps you from coming fast though.
No, but I don't give a damn about that. much at stake.
It's the perfect amount of sensation because you can't really concentrate on it.
I'm there's too much roadhead.
Why not?
I don't know what I would do. Oh, like that's a real possibility.
And
like,
test yourself.
Too much at stake.
I know what I do when I know.
Right,
I don't
want to damn.
I don't want to be holding on to a car.
Push your limits. Push your limits.
If I feel like I'm about to bust, nigga, we finna pull over.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm, because you don't know what the end result is.
Like, bro, no. Imagine it's a car on this side, a car on this side.
That's what finna happen.
Thank you.
You gonna tap both of them cars real quick.
Swiftly.
That's all it takes.
And if you veer off too many times, you already know it's whoop, and that's whoop. Gonna end all that shit.
And that's gonna be like Traffic. What's the name of that movie?
Terrence Howard. No, what was it? Crash.
When he was getting the road hit, then he gonna get pulled over by a racist cop, and then he gonna goddamn fill up on your wife, and then your wife gonna call you a bitch.
Even if all that don't happen, that's just like a random nigga who's leaving the bar with his homeboys, and he decides to take a piss on a tree that's across the street from a playground, right? Now you have gone to jail because you got caught by a policeman, and now you are a sex offender because your dick was out across the street from a child's play area at night
and the church
at 4 o'clock in the morning because you just got done drinking with your homeboys. You know what I'm saying?
And public intoxication.
And when it looks
you're
like on
pervert.
Paper, right
you're
now
sex
you're
offender.
A pervert.
You're
on
a
paper.
Registered sex offender.
But what actually happened was you were fucking your girl in the car while driving, and you got pulled over by state patrol. That's way too much. You don't need that.
Nah, you don't need that. You can't even goddamn really. You can't even really do that shit nowadays anyway.
Sad thing is, motherfuckers doing it more than ever. Cause I saw a video. I don't know if it was staged or not, but this dude was talking about how loose his girlfriend was, right? And she popped up in the car. She's like, "Yeah, we're getting ready to go get your mom from the airport. I can give you roadhead before we go pick her up." He's like, "Hey, baby," cause he kept trying to stop her. When she got in the car, he's like, "Hey, babe, how you doing? Did she just stop real quick?" She's like, "Yeah, I can give you roll." He's like, "My mom's already. I already picked her up. She was already in the back seat." But she was so gung ho about, "Yo, I'm about to hook you up."
That sounds staged to me.
I don't know, bro. Why would a wife want that to be known about your?
What's That's why it's on stage.
What's the name of that movie, Bad Teachers, when Cameron Diaz came?
Yeah.
About to suck your dick.
Yeah, it's like,
All right.
But the whole family's here. Right, but the whole family's
y'all
here.
Y'all motherfucking know how it go down shit. Y'all ain't goddamn hell no kids out of nowhere.
Well, did you ever?
Mary Ma.
Right.
Well, did you ever pop the girl who was like, parents were home and
yes,
yeah. I mean,
why they were home?
Of course.
Yes.
Imagine the time we all
did
came
you ever
in.
Did you have a girl?
Well, sister on the other couch.
Was the girl like cool? Was her parents cool with y'all? What y'all?
No, her dad hated me. Her dad told me, "If I catch you, I'm gonna kill you."
Right.
And when my mom called me and told him, that nigga came over to the house and said, "Nigga, you lucky that your mama called you and not
me." Not me. Right. It ain't never been no cool scenario. It's just been that the parents respect the fact that you were bold enough
and
to do that shit.
And later on, that same dad caught his other daughter fucking in his house, subsequently beat the dog shit out of the nigga that was fucking beat that nigga up.
Oh, he had redemption on him.
And, yeah, that's what it was.
And threw that nigga down the steps.
Yep.
Boop, boop, boop.
What it was, you came in on strike two. That other nigga came in on the strike three. That's what it was.
Damn.
Like, Mom, I'm so glad you called me.
Hell yeah.
Because he said one thing. He didn't really fuck with me like that. He said, "You know, you're respectable, but this is my daughter." But he said, "If I catch you fucking my daughter, I'm going to kill you."
Right.
That was that nigga only.
But see, me and this man came up with more adventures than me and this man came up with in a certain place that will not be named right now.
Right.
So we
P-Valley.
And the thing about it was didn't want us doing that, but they respected the fact that if we were going to be doing it, we were still respectable enough in their faces.
Yeah,
they knew what we did them nights when they decided to not be home. But when they were home and we came over, we were still nice about it.
Yeah, it wasn't no, you know. Yeah, I'm gonna fuck your daughter when you ain't looking.
It's not that. Can you pass me the salt, daddy? Yeah. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, it wasn't nothing like that. Nothing like that.
Nothing like that.
It was more or less like,
how you doing, sir?
How you doing, sir?
Right.
Trapped in the closet. In the closet.
You having a good day?
Have any of y'all ever had to run out of somebody's house?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nah.
That same dad had to run out of his house.
I had to run out of the house. I done been under the bed.
You almost got arrested one night.
Somewhere. Bruh. Stuck outside behind the tree. That's a true story.
The most satisfying shit. No, okay, so this was
in the tree.
Hold on.
No, the tree. It was a giant tree. I had to go outside in the backyard and hide behind the tree. A tree kind of like that. And make sure, if you look in the backyard, which tree could it be that this nigga's behind? I'm not gonna go check behind him.
Come close a bit.
Looking, I need to know that I can't see him. Something to that effect.
We had to run out of this girl house butt naked.
Yeah, you told us you had to call your home, but I had a plan. Like, this was my thing. Like, when I used to do my, you know, my inconspicuous activities, I would never bring my shoes in the crib. Because it was like, if I bring my shoes in the crib, then the best hiding spot you could ever have,
that's gonna be the evidence.
Like, your best, like, if you jump in the closet or you jump anywhere and they don't find you, but they see whose shoes are these? Oh shit, you caught. Come on out. You know what I'm saying? Like, the most satisfying thing ever, seeing them open the closet knowing your ass ain't in there.
Right.
Because it's like, usually they give up. Like, that's, you know, they open the closet, ain't nobody here. All right, we give up.
Bed,
and you look under the bed. Like, that's under the bed in the closet. All right, you ain't in one of them spots. I don't know where this person, I ain't nobody in here, but I know somebody in here. And then after then, it's just like, bro, don't leave right then and there, because if only thing they got to do is just wait. Wait for someone to come around that corner, you're going to get caught. So my thing's like, nah, bro, I ain't coming out now. I'm stuck here. I'm stuck.
For quite a while.
I'm stuck.
And I will wait it out.
Yeah, you got to. If you in a trench,
played a lot of Metal Gear Solid.
I got patience.
I've got patience. I'll wait that shit out.
Cold as a mind state.
Dog.
Cold as a mind state.
One of the worst scenarios was that particular shit. My shoes were at the top of the stairs. I was at the bottom of the stairs.
Damn.
The mom's bedroom. Okay. Steps come up here. You got a banister. The mom's bedroom is here. Her bedroom is here. I made the beeline straight down the stairs. The shoes were up here. So she has to distract the mom and also toss the shoes down the stairs.
God damn.
So what does she do? Turn on the vacuum. Thank you, Jesus, because you were supposed to vacuum the floor before she got home. That didn't happen. Thank you, Lord. You were able to. Oh yeah, I got it. Why are you vacuuming, girl? You was quick on the draw on that.
After that one time, though, I just learned to, you know, keep my clothes on.
Or just like he said, don't bring the evidence in the house.
Keep all the evidence. Oh yeah, I got a dick flap. They call it a zipper, but
I got a onesie, bitch. I got the dick flap.
I'm just like, no, cause shit, I can't. Good. And then it sucks, cause at the time it's just like, I got my mom's car and I need to be home in 1 hour. I've been in it. Oh shit. I need to leave. Like,
I'm just gonna say this for future reference. If you know any of you guys find yourself in a con scenario, even if you listeners out there find yourself in a con scenario where you gotta get in and out, a kigurumi is highly advisable. You know,
uh-huh.
A kigurumi, the onesie with whatever animal or whatever it is you choose to wear, it's the onesie pajamas.
I don't give a fuck about your snaps. Murder time.
Right. I would definitely recommend. Get you a onesie, hit them buttons or the damn Velcro and open that bitch up, get to work, and then you can close it, be on your way.
Like them red pajamas you used to see back in the Looney Tunes cartoon.
Yeah. Well, see, that had the little booty
flap. Booty flap.
No, this bitch got the buttons on the front or the zipper on the front or the Velcro on that. Unbutton that bitch, get to work, close it back, and you out. That's all you need.
Just don't go wild black light.
You're right. Then they'll see all that. You don't want that.
Hey.
Don't touch me.
Right. Right. Don't touch me. Oh, nah. Now, I'll tell you another story I went to, which I'm going back to this year, so I'm a definitely have a story for that. Listeners, be ready for that. I went to Alchemy one year, and I had my Lion Kigurumi on, and I happened to hang out with these people that had some, you know, homemade wine. I spilled it on my Kigurumi.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a lion, and I'm drinking wine.
Yeah.
So it's just all red.
Red, like you've been eating meat and
just,
shit.
Right. Yeah. So I come back.
God damn.
And I, you know, I've got a Lion Kigurumi on with red all down the front of me.
Crazy.
Right, this man just sacrificed a deer somewhere in the woods or something.
Eat people and shit.
It's like, yep, you can't really. What can you do?
Thunder.
Right. What can you do about that?
What can you do?
It's just wine.
Murder.
Right. That's what happened. You know? Just embrace it. You know what I'm saying?
Lango roar.
In about 3-4 years, I can't wait.
Yeah, I saw that shit when you were saying it was coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm ready, dog. I am ready. The moment you cross the threshold, money holds no value. It's all barter and trade and...
I would like to go to that shit, though.
Give things to people and shit.
Like, at least once, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, it's better when you're in a group with people that you know, because you can be in the camp and you don't have to necessarily interact with everybody else in the camp. Like,
yeah,
you might have one
or two shit.
Yeah, you might have one or two friends or people that you get cool with that you can, in the mornings when it's time to eat breakfast, if they got the fire going, you go and cook your food with them, and then y'all make breakfast together. When it's dinner time, y'all eat dinner together or some shit. Or if y'all decide, if you partake in, they have something that you want to partake in that's not exactly what you have, you know, y'all can exchange and that kind of shit. That's better to do rather than be by yourself and then you just kind of at this camp, you don't know anybody, and then you're walking around wandering by yourself, and it's like, you know certain people, you know how their interaction goes, but can't really describe it. It's like,
no, I got it. I'm
trying to find a way. It's like, if you,
it's better to be communicative,
yeah,
than nomadic by yourself.
Yeah, because you got to be invited.
Well, not even. You can go and just, you know, if you found out about it through word of mouth and you're like, yo, I'm curious, I want to go. You can still go by yourself and then find a camp that does some shit that you're part of. Like, I'm just using this one as an example. If you played the Fallout games and you heard about Alchemy and you were like, yo, I'm gonna go to Alchemy this year, and then you found out that there was like this post-apocalyptic camp. They don't all play Fallout in the camp, but the camp is kind of, that's the aesthetic of it, like this post-nuclear war Fallout type shit. That's what the Fallout world is kind of like.
Right.
There's a few people that are in the camp that play Fallout, so you can connect with them. So you're like, okay, well, I'm going to stay in that camp.
Yeah.
You wear your Fallout shit, it's not because you know other people in the camp. It's because I like Fallout. That's the game I like.
You brought it. So.
Yeah, that's my... So I'm aware while I'm here. It's almost kind of like a convention, except it's outside camping. And then you come to find out there's other people that are there that also play the game. Like, oh, I know who you are. You want to come hang out, whatever. And then you find out, yeah, when we cook breakfast in the morning, you know, we make eggs and... we got some grits here. We just ain't never got no bacon or no sausage. And then you're like, oh, well, I just so happened to bring sandwich meat, and I brought some bacon, and, you know, so I could cook breakfast.
Because my immediate thought was like, man, I'd bring like a 24-pack of the big things of water.
Oh, that's not nearly enough.
Can we barter?
That's not nearly enough. Like, but I like where your head's at. That's the kind of thing that would put you over with people. It's like, well, you have a certain thing that I don't have, and we can you know, we can trade that shit out. It's motherfuckers who come because what they do in their outside life in the real world, or what we call default world, you might be a distributor in the community. So you bring some of your product.
Yeah, some of your
some of your finest, yeah, just to partake on during the weekend. And then you like, oh, bro, you cool as shit, bro. You want to hit some of this? You're like, hell yeah, bro. I got these sandwiches I made earlier today. I'm just using that. I got these sandwiches I made earlier today for lunch, but I ain't ate them all. He's like, shit, bro. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest. I ain't ate since breakfast, bro. Let me get a couple of them. Next thing you know, y'all just hanging out, whatever. Hey, bro, come by anytime, whatever. This is a whole campsite. Like, the last time I went,
take an RV out that bitch.
And there's a whole area for people who RV camp.
I ain't pulling out without the RV, bro. I'll pull with the RV.
Because if you got one, you might as well bring it.
Bro, that's...
there's an area for that.
I'm like, I'm calling everybody, uncle, granddaddy, like, hey.
If you
want
a glamp, you can do that. If you want to live off the land, you can do that.
Right.
Last time I went, it was in this motherfucker's
house. Next month, we pulling that one out.
Bro, gotta pull out the RV, dog.
No, I can't wait to see the video from that. I already told V. I was like, yo, I need all the intel.
She's like, nobody's driving this shit but you.
I need to know. Right, I need to know.
Billy's not driving this shit. No one's driving this shit. Mm-hmm. You and me.
Bruh.
More you than me. Like, all right, I got you.
RV, bruh. Because there's something special about them things.
Bring your ass to that shit, because dog,
it's just,
there's an area for that. There's an area for people who want a glamp with all the extra shit. There's an area for people who want to camp in the woods. There's an area for people who want to camp in the open area. Whatever. Last time I went, it was in this dude's, I won't really say like his hay field, but it's like where he grows all his grain or whatever. And every morning, he would just ride through and give us eggs from all his chickens.
Fresh ass eggs.
Yeah, like every morning he'd just come out. We got a whole bunch of extra eggs. Here you guys go. He'd just drop them off to every camp.
Is it warm?
I mean, kind of, yeah, because they fresh out the, you know.
Butthole.
Yeah.
Bro, they say RVs.
Cloaca.
They say RVs on average get 25 to the gallon, bro. That ain't bad.
Mm-mm.
That's because most of them are diesel.
Yeah, right.
The one that V got, though, that shit is a fucking gas-powered V10 monster.
Shit.
But that shit, it's a V10, though. That shit still probably get about a good 15, 18.
I was going to say, but it's a V10?
Yeah. You got a big-ass tank in that motherfucker. But most RVs, though, they diesel engines, and, you know, them motherfuckers.
Yeah, the smallest tank is 25 gallons.
Right.
Nah, right. Hell, not RV shit. My fucking truck is 25 gallons.
That's what I said. The smallest tank.
For an RV.
Oh, that would
be like the smallest camper.
Yeah, because they use truck engines.
Smallest 25.
Engines, yeah.
Shit, my car is fucking 14, 15 gallons, bro. It's like.
So you just think about that, though.
Yeah, that shit like 70 gallons.
It's like buses. Like, they drive cross country for real.
V10, like, oh, this shit gonna haul ass. I could not wait.
Right, and even if it don't haul ass, it's still
tugging all them asses.
Yeah,
bro.
That's what it is. It's tugging a lot of ass with it.
Nah, it's the same engine that's in a F350.
So yeah,
Triton.
Dually.
The Triton 350.
Is in
that's a dually.
That bitch will move.
Yeah, that's a dually engine, bro.
Wait.
Got that King
got
Ranch.
Got a half house in it. Hell yeah.
Real, pulling the King Ranch across the
pulling country. A half house.
I was like, yeah, because.
But yeah, I can't wait to go back this year, bro. I'm ready. I am ready.
Full Metal Alchemy.
Yeah.
All right. Did you ever catch up on Love, Death, Robots?
I just started watching it from the beginning again.
All right, cool. We need.
Yeah, I can go into that.
Nah. I want to get back to it when we can talk about the last season. So whenever you get to the last season, you know.
Yeah, I started over in season one. I'm about halfway done with season one.
All right, bet.
Did we roll in the intro?
Mm-mm. Probably need to do that.
2 hours into the show.
Hey, you didn't have to tell them that. I was going to roll straight into the intro all smooth. Like, just edit that clean. Like, you know what? The pod starts now.
Still can.
Yeah. Well, ain't nothing gonna stop it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which one, man?
All right, pink button gunshot. All right.
Oh, lime is
shooting like a damn stormtrooper.
That's when you're looking for the.
Not even. That's your boy Deep.
The fucking his wife while looking into an octopus. Anal cloaca, whatever you want to call it.
Stop. No, nigga.
No, nigga.
What you doing, bro? This man was fucking the shit out of his wife, and this random octopus was on the
glass
of the terrarium.
I'd have been fucking the hell out of the octopus too with his wife.
No, the octopus was talking to him, and that's what was getting him off. She was like communicating with him.
Yeah, she.
And that's what made it even worse.
And stick it right up in there and put it in the, with the, and then they turned around and just said, with the whole boxes.
Wow.
Clams.
Yeah, that's
right up there with the Terminator. Or was it the Termite Man?
I am not getting back into this with y'all. I was about to roll it too. Rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep them prices rolling. Shout out to old Walmart.
Roll back Walmart. Prices.
You know what I'm saying? Roll back prices, bro.
When the smiley face at Walmart used to jump around the store and shit.
Smiley face.
Right.
Samson.
Really. But even before that, Forrest Gump or
was Radio Shack was out there when the rollback prices was out, right? Rolling. Yeah, Radio Shack, Circuit City.
Circuit City had that. Circuit City was like the first plug, one that had it. The plug, the CG.
Plug, yep.
Bruh.
Plug that shit in. And then they started making the stores look like it.
Yeah.
They were the first that came with that new modern store design.
Yeah.
Open floor.
Yeah, I feel like.
Was service merchandise a different
circuit?
It was, but they were still on that same vein.
Best Buy, shit.
Well, Best Buy sealed the whole damn deal because Best Buy bought Media Play and closed them bitches down. You know what I'm saying?
The Media Play put store model.
Yeah, Media Play put Circuit City. No, Walmart put Circuit City out of town. I gotta call a spade a spade. And Walmart said, you know what? We're gonna ramp up the electronics we sell. That kind of sealed the deal.
Because they were already a partnership with Sam, so you could get groceries at wholesale prices, clothing at wholesale prices. Then they incorporated the electronics.
Because it was just Sears and Circuit City. Then Walmart vamped up their shit and was just like, well, shit, you can buy it from us too.
Yeah.
Like, you can buy TVs and electronics here. And then Circuit City had specialty stuff. Then, you know, the niche with Media Play was, all right, we're going to give you books and CDs and popcorn and video games. We're going
to be honest, I think it was when Walmart discovered what they were doing. I'm going to just say the UK because that was the first time I ever saw it happen. When I went over there and they were like, we have stores that are kind of like Walmart, but it's a storefront. You go in and you order the shit you want and then we deliver it to your house, but we specialize in the electronics. And then Walmart was like, we can do that. But instead of us delivering it, you can order it in the store and then you just wait for us to give it to you. And then they started doing that at Sam's. And then they started doing it at Toys R Us. Because if you remember, that was when Sam's, when you wanted to get a big screen TV or like a floor system, a floor model stereo, you have to get a little card or the little ticket. And then you wait. And then they bring the boxes to you. And then you could take it out. Toys R Us had it when you wanted to get a game system or a game. Yeah, you had to pull the little tab, then take it to the little person behind the desk, and they go in the back room and get it. Mm-hmm. That changed. Shit.
Cut down on theft too.
Yeah, it did. That changed American commercialism in a whole new way.
And then they said you can just order from your home. Never have to go anywhere.
We'll send you catalogs.
People don't know about. Oh, wait, you don't need it because you got the internet now. But catalog era was wild.
Right, they don't remember the holiday catalog
East
season.
Bay Magazine.
You know what I'm saying, bro? You get a monthly every other month. Like, oh, the new shoes coming out.
Circling the shoes that I want that my mother ain't never gonna get for me because they was $100.
But at least you know I wanted them.
put
just like when we played bingo. Board. Hell yeah, bingo for that car.
Get these Ken Griffiths.
Ain't gonna never get them, but I want them.
Nostalgia.
Looking going to the stores in the mall, they had all the shoes up there, just whatever you could think of. And then I used to like going on band trips back in the day. That was just a personal thing for me. I don't know how it was for y'all too. Just when we got to go to areas that were like different commercial areas, and then you got to go to the shoe store and see what the, or just in the commercial districts where you got to see what the fashion was like in those areas. Cause we was always on the hunt for the Dragon Ball Z shirts, and we would go. And I was talking to Starman a little while ago about this. Like, we used to go to some of the most sketched out, shady ass areas as high school students on marching band trips in areas we definitely should not be in. Going in these random import stores looking for Dragon Ball Z shirts, we should not be there, but we were there. And little groups of like 4 and 5 people.
You heard of, oh, it's fucked up. You heard about the lady who got, the person got gored at the, got gored at like Yellowstone because they got out because they saw a buffalo and they fucking tried to, yeah, they tried to fucking pet the buffalo or some shit.
Idiot.
And the motherfucker, yeah, yeah, man, that shit was.
You idiot.
Like, these are still wild beasts. And I'm
yeah, that is natural wildlife. You don't fuck with them.
Like, I wouldn't even fuck with cows. They talking about tipping and shit. Like, shit, no. Them ain't fofos. I ain't fucking with it.
Goddamn internet got folk thinking they can just do whatever the fuck they want to do, bro. Yeah.
Shit ain't been sane since Harambe, dog. Because people didn't learn from Harambe. Like, if people really, like...
It was a very small group of people who understood and respected what happened with the whole Harambe shit.
Harambe, for those that don't remember Harambe, man, rest in peace, Harambe, man. Harambe was a gorilla that who was saved killed. A
little white child and was killed for doing so.
Saved the child, got killed because, you know, was trying
to... Thought that Harambe was a threat.
And it was like, nah, that gorilla didn't hurt nobody. Like, he fell into the enclosure because he wasn't being monitored. And, you know, this could have been a violent gorilla, but on some straight up Tarzan shit, the mother, you know what I'm saying? It was just
Harambe
like,
it was like, no, this is a baby. It's not a baby gorilla, but it's a baby. I know what a baby is. I'm going to protect it. And they decided to brat, bat, bat.
Bro, that's when I would have banned everything. I would have took it all from you. No, I'm joking.
I mean, the internet went wrong with it. They, you know, dicks out for Harambe. I don't think that was the best way to go about.
No, it was like
respecting the situation. But
Harambe was like the first real meme when you really think about it. Harambe was like the first real meme. What I mean by meme is this is art that people decide they gonna live. Like, people weren't just like
created it, an just emotional watching reaction.
Yeah,
like 2% of the vote for president.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. Harambe really like became a staple of like
worldwide. It wasn't just like in America; it was worldwide. Like,
I mean, because it kind of related. Like, think about how many woke pieces you could really do on Harambe and the parallels, and you know what I'm saying, like. Like, the dichotomies it got was like different sub genres of sub social political structures and all this other NPR talk. Like, I mean, when you really think about it, that's what people did. People made Harambe this joke. Some made it way too seriously. At the end of the day, it was like, it was a life taken, an animal's life that was just taken because you felt like you had to hold the animal accountable for doing what the animal's supposed to do, which is
right.
Doing what you think. That's what the people study it for. You know what I'm saying? Like, for this type of behavior.
Yeah. People lose that boundary between, you know, nature and mankind. Mankind has been separated from nature in its truest sense for a very long time and tend to forget that. Going to zoos and museums and other installations of that nature where you observe nature while interacting with it to a limited degree.
It's a beautiful,
forget.
It's a beautiful yet ugly thing, right? Because you always left with, like, from a child coming from the South who was like, my dad at 10 took me hunting for deer.
But not only that, you got the woods around you at any given moment. You do that. As a kid, you just walk up in the woods with your friends.
Y'all might
have got a clearing somewhere where y'all hang out on couches and
but
shit.
But it ain't deep. I'm talking about going hunting, knowing you watched Bambi just a couple years ago. But now you, that whole pure innocence that was dumped into you through the sacredness of life is being, you're getting gray area for the first real motherfucking time when it comes to life. You're getting this big ass gray area because this person who makes sure that your life is still privileged, nice, and you got food and shit is telling you, hey,
we about to go out here in the woods
and
we gotta
take
go
some
and
life.
Shit.
We're gonna take some life. Like, you watch the TV shows, the movies, and the cartoons with the banging. Yeah, Elmer Fudd, do this. You finna be Elmer Fudd, little nigga, take this gun, and we gonna kill baby's mom. We finna be the motherfucker on Bambi. And you don't know, you taking all that shit in. It's like, I remember the Simpsons episode when Lisa got hit with that same, you know what I'm saying, what's the word I want to use for it? Allegory. It's like an allegory with Lisa, because it was the same exact experience when she became a vegetarian. She kept seeing the lamb's face when they had dinner. Mm-hmm. Like, don't eat me, Lisa. We're friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think those moments really happen, and you know, as it relates to like growing up and just, you know, you witness that, then you become a part of that whole culture. So I feel like when you fast forward to Harambe, you just in the sense of you've already hit that threshold where you've had to differentiate like the priorities of life. You know what I'm saying? What life matters based off.
Hunting for food is not the same as just going out killing random animals in the woods, and you know, you understand the breakdown of it.
Yeah.
At least to a certain degree.
Yeah, but it's a lot of people who, if they had to go out and like kill what they ate, they eat berries and shit.
If they chose not to eat meat, but you know, they.
No, I'm saying that. It's some people just like, look, I eat it, but no, I ain't finna go. I ain't finna skin no rabbit.
I'd rather not go and trap and skin a rabbit.
Like it couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy because you know life survives. I don't know, man. You get. I
love rabbits, but if I gotta skin one, I'm gonna skin that bitch. I gotta eat.
If I love chicken wings, but if I gotta go fuck with them motherfuckers, them dirty motherfuckers like that.
I know how to break a chicken down, but I ain't never had to pluck one. I've chased a turkey when I was a kid. I've chased a turkey, but I ain't never chased a damn chicken.
I just eat fish. I
know how to cut one that's already been plucked, but I don't know how to catch.
Be Presbyterian, you know, like a motherfucker.
And the chicken. And then plus
once you get the hair off a chicken, it's just how it is in the store. But I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Them first hundred feathers be like, dog, what the fuck? That shit is some work. It's a whole technique. Like my friends, my cousin, my aunt.
I could only imagine. It's like
my cousin's mom, which I call my aunt, this like she was this island lady whose family settled in like New York, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. But she lived down south. Like, so it was all like, you could tell her whole culture was in how she prepared the food. And I remember one time, you know, they killed the chicken and they told me to take her the chicken. I was scared because I didn't want to pick up the dead chicken. But, you know, I went and, you know, my dad like, boy, take the damn chicken in the kitchen. All right, so I took the chicken and then she was like, place that there. And then she was just like, start getting the feathers off. And I was like, I ain't never do that shit before. Like, how you do it? So I'm doing it, I'm struggling. Then she come over there and she show me the way she do it. And then I do it. She do like one side. She end up doing the whole chicken. But my whole job is to watch her do it. So next time I'm supposed to help out and do it. And you know, you bad, then your older cousin walk by and been like, look, I can do that faster. I'm ready to eat, move. And they'll knock it out. But you know, yeah.
Like I said, I would immediately become a Presbyterian.
Really?
Yep.
Hey man, see you. I'm fried with the feathers.
My family own farms and shit, man, down there. I know animals is nasty as fuck.
I mean, that's only if you raise them that way. If
I'm just saying, chickens are nasty fucking creatures like that.
But if you give them enough space, them being nasty is not a factor. It's like they have enough space to be nasty. If you got them all locked up on top of each other, they shitting on each other, they can't fly away to, you know, shit somewhere else.
They are
shake the shit off.
They're extra frustrated.
They will free range themselves and float right back around over whatever you give them organic to go back and eat their shit.
No, chickens, if you are, give them enough
chickens
space.
Chickens are fucking, they're stupid animals. For
yeah, but if they got enough space.
I
want to
offend my chickens.
Yeah.
Why are they so delicious? Like, that's just the crazy thing. It's a whole bunch of birds we don't eat, nigga. We narrowed this shit down to like three birds
but
for the most part.
Chicken used to be a delicacy. Like, it was a very rare thing. Like, it was
because they were all wild. They didn't know how to domesticate them
and clone them.
Yeah.
Like the early chickens, you don't read no old
stories.
Yeah, they
were very small, very dainty.
You watch Shakespeare.
No, hell no.
Shakespeare, they eating pheasants.
That's one of the few true things about history, nigga. Chickens came from dinosaurs, nigga. They did not exist like that back then. And then when
like
the birds.
Oh.
Right, like they didn't look like that. Other avian creatures that people were eating definitely didn't look like that.
Oh,
like for real, a Flintstone shit.
Dog, if a damn whole dinosaur is evolving chicken. Into a fucking chicken,
that
I don't
was
see
a velociraptor type shit too. That's
apex,
what was crazy.
An apex predator.
And I don't see no reason why one of them stand up lizards couldn't evolve to no person.
Me neither.
Like,
me neither.
Like, dog.
Me
you telling
neither.
Me this whole.
I mean, you don't know about the lizard people?
No,
that's the angle he going to.
That's what I'm going
like,
for.
They got lizard people and they got primate people. Like,
because I don't give a fuck whether you believe
you
in Sasquatch
like,
or not. If you do believe in Sasquatch, that nigga's humanoid in some factor too. So.
You know,
that ain't the only thing.
They tell you about other humans that we humans, Homo sapiens.
I'm just saying, the lizard,
Homo erectus.
We talking about the lizard standing up, walking.
Homo
I was just like, bro,
and all that. They ain't the same.
I was like, if some turn this
yeah,
rock
exactly.
to this motherfucking
and
chicken,
and it's weird for you to. I mean, they do say that there is some people have Neanderthal DNA in them, but I am a firm believer in there, bro. There's other species of people on this planet.
It's fucking right, because Neanderthal and the Homo sapien ain't the same.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're saying there's certain people that have Neanderthal DNA in
mm-hmm.
them.
Yeah, it's
that
like
was unchanged. Like, well, then why don't you still look like a caveman?
Like when I think
some of them do.
See, and this gonna I'm gonna make this shit relate to Jurassic Park, right?
Even though
my biggest,
I'm still on my conspiracy theory that you are supreme alien.
I'm not supreme, but I am an alien. I will support that statement.
Thank you.
Forever.
Thank you.
And ever.
No one. When the last time someone got eaten in Jurassic Park? Like, bro, like, I don't think they ate nobody.
Last movie.
In the last movie. Somebody always gets eaten, bro.
There's always people that get eaten on
there's
Jurassic
always
Park.
Somebody get eaten, and there's always somebody that gets eaten by the little small ones.
I mean, the first movie, some important. That's the only time someone you was like,
oh
shit.
Important people
they
don't
didn't,
get eaten
they
on
didn't
Jurassic Park
it.
Anymore because
yeah,
they use them for
Pratt.
Exposition.
That, and that's my whole point. It's just like, yeah, these background people might get eat. It ain't got to be
hell
him.
No, they can't
but,
eat Chris Pratt.
Bro, somebody.
They need to.
Somebody got to get ate, bro. Like, that. And I just got that whole gripe with, damn, bro.
Yeah,
when y'all got
right.
Anyway.
Somebody got that.
That shit made
they
me think.
They want to eat Jeff Goldblum.
They won it. He keeps surviving.
Yeah,
he might get eaten
yeah.
in this one because they
nobody
brought everybody. But no, the only reason I agree with what Black was saying just now is because they're bringing so many people back from the original Jurassic Parks in this one. And for Jeff Goldblum to be so well loved in everything he does, from Jurassic Park
to
the
apartments.com
to apartments.com to fucking Guardians of the Galaxy to Thor. If he died in this one and was eaten by a dinosaur, it would have such an emotional reaction that they would actually do it. I wouldn't be surprised if he died in it. I wouldn't be. It makes perfect sense.
We're going to see, because I was thinking, but I was like, y'all keep surviving. Speaking of surviving, sometimes I question, right? If a pterodactyl did survive, they'd probably call it a dragon.
They do.
They call it a dragon.
Nope,
and
them two different things.
And they hunted the fuck out no more.
Hell no, because pterodactyls and pterosaurs still exist in all these super tropical places. They call them thunderbirds and all that kind of shit.
Yeah, they're off the coast of Africa and shit.
Same.
Yeah, and in super tropical areas. In South America and whatnot. Them bitches still here.
To the ocean.
Yeah, them bitches is still here. Because the diet that they had didn't change over history. They ate fish and smaller animals. They could still eat them now.
And
like triceratopses and brontosauruses and shit.
They're probably mutating that shit with all the plastic and shit in the ocean.
Well, yeah. Well, they still don't. Yeah. Because they still eat fish.
Well, but
they
don't maybe eat the ones so down, like, really deep, deep down there. Maybe they don't get down there. But maybe it's making
that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about the animals that live in the deep ocean.
Kaiju, nigga.
No, kaijus and gigantic creatures, them shits that are so big, you don't understand the scale of them. So then they'll be walking through the jungle or something, and they'll be like, oh, this hill. And then they come back 2 days later, and then the hill ain't there, and they think they lost in the jungle.
What's the name of that big-ass shark that's supposed to be, like...
Megalodon.
Oh, the Megalodon.
Mm-hmm. That was prehistoric, and they thought it died off. But they keep finding, like, two or three of them.
They keep finding teeth of it.
But they keep finding them. Like, two or three of them has popped up.
No, that's what I'm saying. All that shit still down there, bro. I think kaiju down there, too, here. Big-ass motherfucker can withstand that much water pressure.
Okay, well, like, certain ones that, like, are supposed to live in the ocean, I believe something like that. Like, on some Godzilla-type shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like... them octopi and, man, you can't tell me octopus.
Oh no, just for the simple fact that they didn't believe that a 100-foot squid lived. But
yeah,
they have on video,
yeah,
at least two or three 50-plus-foot squids.
Those are aliens, bro. You know just as well as I do.
I think squid and octopi are alien,
alien DNA,
organisms,
bro,
that have been on Earth since, like, the creation of Earth. They came from other planets, and then when, like, Earth was being, like, molded, like, different cells of
them.
Wouldn't
they have changed too, though?
Nah, because they probably look like that. That's just, like, the way that they exist throughout the universe. Like, you could probably go to a planet and they all look like squids and octopuses.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but I'm saying, like, how Earth had to evolve and shit, you know, the animals and all that had to change.
But they live in the water, so regardless of what planet you live on, they might look like a variation on that, but it's still a squid or an octopus.
Yeah, like on their planet, they probably, you know, just throwing it out there, imagination land.
Well, like a jellyfish or whatever.
Like the air, what we would breathe would be water to mm-hmm. them. Like, I ain't saying like it'd be a body of water. They swimming in it. I mean, like they walking on the ground, but it's water.
But it's water, right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of water being up under them,
mm-hmm.
you know, because of the gravitational pull or some shit, and then they get legs.
Yeah, their tentacles are legs, so they can, like, walk around, like, they walk like, kind of like this or something.
Right, right, yeah. Right.
See, the game, I follow what you're saying, because the game No Man's Sky plays on that. There's, still to this day, they just came out with another update for that game.
Yeah.
And the whole thing about No Man's Sky was every star you saw in the sky on the game, you could go to it. Oh, you can go to that star system, and there's at least one planet there.
I know that shit took up hella memory.
It don't. That's it the don't. Crazy thing. When the game first came out, it took up 18 gigs.
Wow.
Then when the game got bigger, because they just came out with a new update for it with some more shit they added, and I think it is like 30-something gigs.
Shit, that's a lot of space to me, bro.
It is.
Red Dead Redemption, 118 gigs.
For real?
Yes.
Yeah, but see, that's all based on how you optimize the game and how much data you put into the game. What they did for No Man's Sky, and that's the reason why the whole Cinderella story of No Man's Sky is as great as it is. At the most, I think they had maybe like 75 people working on the game. And then at the least amount of people they had, like when COVID first started and shit. Well, actually, when all the shit happened and then they were like, oh, nobody likes the game because we made all these promises and it's really not what they thought.
Mm-hmm.
I think the fewest amount of people they had working on the game at the time was 15.
Damn. That's rough, man.
Yeah. But they still, and they managed to come out with this update that updated the graphics. Then they came out with the PS5 update to, like, boost the graphics even more. They came out with, like, they revamped how the planets are, because all the planets are procedurally generated, which means every time you load into the game,
mm-hmm.
when you, from the time you started to the game to up till now, every planet you've been to, they keep a log of.
Okay.
And one of the mechanics of the game is when you get there, you can scan the trees and the animals and shit. And you can log it on this database for the game. So anybody else who like comes to that planet you've been to, when they scan the tree, it'll say you already been there.
Yeah.
If they come to the galaxy and you discovered it first, like you're the first person to go to this star system, as soon as they get there, it'll say star system discovered by Lord Black.
That's dope.
If you made a base on this planet, they can see your base. They can go to your base. If you decided to rename a certain creature on this planet because it looks like something that reminds you of something in real life or whatever, they can see that you renamed this creature to whatever.
Yeah, I remember when you was playing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, even now, they got No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky, that's right.
And they made this AI computer system that would go to every star system on the game and procedurally, whenever you decide, hey, I'm going to go to this star system, if ain't nobody else been there before, the AI or the computer system is just going to randomly put together all this shit, create the climate on the planets, create the creatures that live there, create the plants that live there, what minerals you can mine off of there, what the marketing system is going to be like, what kind of aliens going to live there, what the conflict level is, like everything. If somebody else has been there, it's logged already there. And then once you go, it just goes to the database. Okay, somebody else has been here. This is what it was then. Now you're here.
Word.
If you have this certain item that's very valuable and you go to that star system and sell some shit there, I'm about to use it, and you sell something there, you can crash the market. So if I come there after you and I have this other item that's very valuable, but they've spent all their all their money on you because you came in before me, I don't make the profit that you made.
Yeah.
Because you crashed the market. You came in with this item that's highly valuable, and you, when you went to the space station, you bought up basically all their credit. So if I came in with this other item that's highly valuable, they're like, yeah, it's
we broke, dog.
Right, we broke, cuz it's -23%, Shawty.
We came over here and, you know, racked up. Well, tried to rack up, but, you know.
You know what I mean? You bought that shit for 60 band, bro. We could only give you 15. But in another market, that it would have been highly shop, valuable. Though. It would have been like a billion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that worth in the pawn shop right there.
It's a cool game, man. That shit is interesting.
That's what's up.
So, New York City added a moratorium to crypto mining, which was what we were talking about last week, in effect. What they're trying to do, or this is something that they proposed to bill, I think it got to get signed by the governor, it probably will. There's a few facets to this thing. The first one that they're going after is what's known as proof of work, and that's what sets Bitcoin away from all the other ones. They want to change the code from proof of work to what's called proof of stake, because it is less energy intensive. Now, the people that mine Bitcoin claim that, you know, they're going to use more renewable energy sources, so it's not banning mining Bitcoin from renewable sources. It's banning Bitcoin that is using fossil fuels, and, you know, cool, I'm with that. There's an old coal plant that these people opened back up, and it's not a Bitcoin mining facility. Well, it says Bitcoin mining facility, but it's a data center. Data centers and Bitcoin mines are a little different, but mining facilities use these data centers. They work hand in hand in conjunction. I mean, yeah, you should not fucking open up a coal plant to run that shit again. I thought that they were going to revamp it and use the hydroelectric power, because it's out there in Seneca Lake, New York, which is what they're supposed to do. So in that regards, go for it. Get rid of those coal plants, because, I mean, I was talking shit about them, you know. Fuck them coal plants. Get rid of them shits. Use the renewable energy sources that they have out there. And when you mine those...
Got the shit.
What you say?
I say, we one of the states that got the shit.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a Chinese mining farm. Oh, you got to talk about that, too. Yeah. It's a Chinese mining farm out in Sandersville. It's like an hour away. And... if I could speak Mandarin, I'd be working there, but I do not speak Mandarin, so that was just not going to work. We had a very difficult time talking over the fucking phone. But they use, from what they showed out, they're tapped into a solar grid out here. But there's, in these southern states, especially you were talking about Texas and stuff like that, and Nebraska, they're overwhelmingly going to use more renewable sources. And then, you know, like I said, if it's tapping into these, if it's fucking some stuff up, get rid of it. But I feel like, again, make that shit unilateral, you know. Go after all that other shit, too. Go after the goddamn dryers and the Christmas lights and the televisions and shit, too. Because when it gets down to this, and they're talking about changing... let's see. There it is. There's that. Looking at change the code, not the climate. When you're talking about changing proof of work to proof of stake, again, Bitcoin is the only one that is not a actual fucking company. All these other cryptos is companies, and they are owned by a central entity. And when you change the code to proof of stake, whoever has the most amount of money controls the cryptocurrency. That's a lot of banks, JP Morgan, Bank of America, a lot of them are what's called super representatives on different blockchains, because they have enough money to invest in becoming a super representative. So again, get rid of that stuff. Get rid of all that dirty energy. You don't have to. There's so many different ways to mine it more efficiently. But I feel like a lot of politicians are going to get roped into this stuff and not have the forethought to know what they're getting themselves roped into. And it's also becoming more and more apparent that politicians are actually invested in cryptocurrencies and getting rug pulled. And, you know, that's why a lot of they're going after certain projects.
But somebody used it to, yeah, like...
because Cawthorn, the guy who talked about the Republicans having orgies and shit like that, he invested $50,000 in a Let's Go Brandon cryptocurrency. And wonder why he got rug pulled. Come on, nigga, what you think was going to happen? What were they going to do? Bring a blockchain out? Bring the fuck Joe Biden blockchain out? Is that what they were going to do? I feel like a lot of these people are going to get roped into this stuff. Get rid of the dirty energy so there can be a different argument. On the next article, go to that one, the OpenSea article. Just breeze through those other ones real quick. Former OpenSea employee hit with the first ever insider trading dealing with NFTs. He didn't have to do this shit, bro. Like, you already employed with OpenSea, and you're going to get hit with wire fraud doing insider trading. You know which ones are coming out, so you load these things up. And I feel like this is going to create a cascade effect because, again, a lot of these cryptocurrencies is fucking businesses. OpenSea is a business. You're going to see Coinbase. Them niggas do a bunch of insider trading. Coinbase lists 1,000 shitty-ass tokens every other fucking day, and they have them. They already have them, so this is going to be a long-standing thing. Good. Get rid of them niggas. Get rid of them niggas. Get rid of them dirty energy.
What he was doing was he was out here like, oh, okay, well, buy these, sell these, because these are the ones that's gonna be featured, these are the ones that ain't. Yeah.
Inside a trader, bro, you can't do that. But again, it is strange though, because this is a irregulated thing. So now what you're doing is set a precedent to say that NFTs are now securities, because, I mean, how can you charge somebody with fraud for something that's not an asset that you, that the government hasn't technically classified? But that's a whole different story. He's probably going to end up just paying a fine and, you know, being fine.
Paris Hilton wants to be the queen of the metaverse.
And last, Kanye West is getting a he has an NFT patent coming out, I think, for his clothes, if I'm not mistaken. And what I think is going to happen is he's going to have, like, it's going to be kind of hard for me to kind of conceptualize, because it's like I feel like he's going to build, like, this big metaverse thing, and also, like, he's going to have these clothes to where there are going to be QR code scanners at his concerts, and if you have this shirt, it'll bring up certain merchandise and shit like that, because it's in conjunction with another fashion designer. So, I mean, it's going to be some kind of clothes-related thing, in my opinion. And he will probably be selling Yeezys and stuff like that in the metaverse. That, and you know how, like, you remember, like, the you remember the belts with the lights in them, with the names, you can put your names in them and stuff, they light up, you put like a little message in there. I think he's gonna make like clothes that motherfuckers can put like their NFTs on.
Hey, that shit right there say he's filed 17 new trademark applications around his Yeezus name.
Right.
Intent to launch Yeezus branded amusement parks, NFTs, toys, and more. So this nigga is really on some conglomerate shit right now.
Hey, he's a billionaire. You can think big like that.
Yeah. I like that shit. Do that shit, Kanye. You better do that shit, boy.
He's just joining a long list of other companies that have all capitulated to what cryptocurrency is and what it will be, and how we will integrate into the future where the motherfuckers.
Yeah, it doesn't like say what the details not. Of it are, though.
Yeah, it's not. But like I said, it's probably.
It's Kanye, so it's definitely to sell some shit.
Yeah. It's gonna be, and then like you got Yeezus brand. You when you talking about these, like they're selling stuff, and they are already selling
New
stuff.
New Balance, Croc, bro. Urban Outfitter, Walmart, Ralph Lauren, Abercrombie and Fitch. Yeah, Samsung, Gap, Adidas, Nike, Subway,
in the metaverse, and motherfuckers actually go in there and order sandwiches in the metaverse. And it's somebody in there that makes them. I think that they get delivered or something like that. I don't know exactly.
No, it's just. No, it ain't. It's just some random VR shit. There ain't nobody really working in there. You could just go in there. Ain't nobody in there. It's just some random VR shit.
Sometimes people record themselves, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like VR chat. It's just this section that's strictly bought and dedicated to whatever the product is or whatever the company is. They can afford to put more money into it, so theirs will look better. And then you've got these other companies that what they're doing is creating their own. You have your VR system, and then you can go directly to their version of the VR world. And you have property there doing whatever you do over there.
They do have the ones like what Ocean was saying too. Like you can be chilling at the crib and you want to order some shit. You can do it in the metaverse.
And I mean, it's just like anything else, though. It's just connected to your phone.
Yeah.
But the actual metaverse thing, it's not...
Oh, I know. It's that whole...
Yeah, it's not the actual storefront, like a restaurant type thing. You go in and they order it.
Chipotle is also integrated cryptocurrency payments through the Flexa network, which is one... That's a pretty... That's a pretty cool little network.
I mean, the fact that you got Bitcoin ATMs at gas stations, you know that damn near everywhere is accepting some form of cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
You already know that. Yeah. It just... The matter of the fact is which ones are going to actually be worth anything when they decide which ones are going to be recognized.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
I feel like... Give it a couple years, because I mean, you got to realize crypto, Bitcoin been out for 13 years. A lot of these shit's been out for like 5 years. But it's when I feel like when it gets easy to use, like Apple Pay, like you can go into Chipotle and like I can just pull out my Dodge coin and tap that and you know, bam. I feel like when it gets, because with my family, right, I got family, my aunt used to work in South Africa. She used to build schools. She was a planner. And I got a cousin. She is a epidemiologist, so she worked out in South Africa too. And so my family has relations with some of these people out there. And we work with an orphanage and we send like clothes and money. And so last month they collected about $1,000 and they sent it over there with the other stuff. To send $1,000 over there, it took her multiple accounts about 7 business days and about $150 in fees. I was like, hey, you could use this Bitcoin and you could send it to that wallet address out there and they can get it instantly. Like, they will get it within seconds and it will cost you like a few pennies to send it. She's like, at first, you know, I don't know how to do this. I was like, well, you know, I'll show you. It's not, you know, it's not that hard. But when it clicked like that to my family, it was like, wait a minute, I can do this? Like, I can send, like, this has a use now.
Right.
Like, how does, but like you said, it's about getting rid of all those other Floki, Shiba, E, like, it's every single day, it's over 30,000 currencies. And for the most part, most of them are complete bullshit.
I mean, that's the issue.
Most of them, without a shadow of a doubt, still, are even bullshit. Even if
they are real, or ones that are backed, it depends really on who's going to accept it or not. Like, it could be accepted here or in this region, but then when you try to send it somewhere else, they don't accept it, so it don't matter. So,
well, see, that's why they're trying to get the CBDCs down. But like I said, I think it got about a good 5 years, and money will be totally different how we see it.